Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at OnePeloton.com.
So what do you do when all of a sudden your SO starts crying every time they watch a movie trailer?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Patrick.
No matter what it's like.
No matter what. It's 100% of the movie trailers. Just like it'll be varying degrees. Like, you know, if a Homeward Bound trailer somehow ends up in the YouTube rotation, that's like sobbing. If it's like, say, Ready or Not or some other sort of horror movie, it's like just kind of teary and have it to excuse themselves.
Is it every place you would watch a trailer? Like, they watch a trailer on their phone, they cry. They watch it in the theater, they cry. They watch it. Okay.
Do they used to date like someone who cuts together trailers?
Yeah, is it just like the cadence of the trailer that's setting them off?
Interesting. If that is the case, I think you would have to watch Suicide Squad with them.
Right.
Because that was cut by a trailer house to see if it applies.
Was it really cut by a trailer house?
Yeah, that's why it is the way it is.
That's why there's 500 needle drops?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, seriously?
Yep.
It was
that
cut by a trailer house?
It was
so
recut by a trailer house.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's why it starts 16 times.
Yes.
It's the beginning of 16 trailers.
We should watch it again.
No, I saw your idea.
It's... No, Kelly, no.
I dare to dream. I dreamed a dream in time gone by. Oh, my God. The power.
We're about to go on a trip that Kelly is kind of like de facto in charge of.
Yeah.
I do not want to wind up watching this movie.
Yeah, she can make us do a lot of things this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
If you guys cared about me, you would.
Whoa.
Wow. I will say this. Kelly backing me up, our Comic-Con adventure was seriously lacking in having to watch a mandatory bad movie every single night.
Did you try the first night?
Yes, and then night two, everyone refused on me.
What was the first night movie?
It was Venom.
It was
bad.
It is bad, but it is Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
He's got and there's times where like maybe he has sexual chemistry with Venom. And you're like, oh.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
The
problem is there's no sexual chemistry whatsoever anywhere on that movie, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, no. I was like.
Yeah, but no.
Even people who usually in other things, I can think of.
Oh, Margot Robbie usually has chemistry with everybody she's in a room with. Guess
Joel
what?
Joel Kinnaman.
Absolutely none.
Yeah.
Wait, was he the one with the hat sometimes?
Yeah, you thought he was multiple people.
Great. I was like a dog and couldn't figure out if he was the same guy because he sometimes wore a hat.
Look, that movie launched us into a fever state multiple times.
It was great.
You
it's true.
We specifically slept so actually well. Got a fever, didn't you?
Our Ryan and I had wonderful dreams. Yeah, you had a lingering cough. You had like that, like
a dog cough.
1800s tuberculosis cough where you're coughing into a napkin.
You say dog cough, do you mean like on Seinfeld?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That deep, like, sort of rattling. You get.
Yeah, where it sounds like you're barking. It's like,
is this trailer thing coming from real life?
I have been crying during a lot of trailers lately, and
I cannot explain it. Do you have any eye issues?
Are you feeling that, or is it just your eyes?
I'm feeling things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you having a hormonal change?
I was thinking I might be on like my moon. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Because I do subscribe that men also have cycles.
Men
absolutely have cycles as well.
Yeah.
So I might just be, you know, on my cycle right now. But it's been, I've kept it out of view of my SO, yeah. I think, for the most point.
Yeah.
But fucking movie trailers, it's like watching a long distance fucking
what
phone
movie
call.
Trailers?
We need examples
you,
since
yeah,
it's
what
real.
Trailers were these?
I can't recall. Just
did
like
the Joker trailer make you cry?
The Joker trailer like made me emotional, which is weird.
Honestly, when he's dancing,
that part was sad,
and it's that song. Yeah. Like that is emotionally affecting.
Yeah,
and I don't really want to know what he becomes.
Yeah,
I wish it ended before he becomes the Joker.
I think it's literally been
or
like,
started after he became the Joker.
Exactly. I don't want to see him start to do crimes. I kind of just like him being depressed and sad.
Yeah,
and lonely.
I mean. So there's two versions of that trailer.
Okay.
Were you seeing the one where he's like, where he shows up and he goes on the show and then he's watching himself on the show?
I saw the very...
That part made me a little sad, too.
The one I saw is like the theatrical trailer they're doing, which is like the operatic one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That one is sad, too. Yeah. I don't know. I felt moved during it, and I didn't expect to, because I was like, Joker, I don't need to see another Joker movie. And then I saw it, and I was like, yeah, shit, I'll probably see this movie.
Yeah. Today, okay, so I remember like this fine. Afternoon, what made me think of this was the Jojo Rabbit trailer, which
what
I watched
that?
For the first time today.
It's
the new Taika Waititi movie.
The Taika Waititi Hitler
Oh, yes.
Movie.
That made you misty?
Oh, my God. That one made me cry. Dog. Cry.
Isn't it like kids and stuff?
It's kids, but it's like, it's fun and whimsical, but yeah, it's like kids and Nazis and stuff. It's sad. But, yeah, I guess
be in your cycle.
Is there, so maybe there isn't something going on that my SO needs to be pressing into.
Yeah, I guess that's, I don't think being the only reason... What do I know about anything? But here's some advice. Yeah, but here's what I'd say. I feel like if you are going through something, it might be useful in communications because if you might be feeling more sensitive to certain things or you may like go. So it's good that you're conscious of your own thing and that you could. I feel like that's the only reason to talk to your SO about it. I don't think you need to confess that you're crying all the time. Or that your SO needs to confront you and be like, you're crying a lot.
But it's
like,
always movie trailers.
Yes, but I feel like there's something to...
Movie trailers.
You know, if you're watching a movie trailer and she comes home and says, what should we have for dinner? And you'll be like, I don't know. Like, that she should know that the context is not that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if it comes up and you're being very weepy, you could, in the middle... The midst of your weeping, you could be like, I cried in the Joker trailer. It's not you. There's something going on with me.
Yeah.
I just think Joaquin Phoenix is so talented.
And I think he really committed to really.
He's so thin.
He's so thin. I'm worried for him.
I mean, he is very thin.
Very thin. Very thin. He is very thin.
Yeah, what does he weigh? Like 13 pounds or something?
Absolutely.
Oh, that is not a lucky weight to be.
No, it's a terrible weight to
be. I'm scared of that
number. I think you're exaggerating. There's no fucking way.
If you weigh 13 pounds, that is bad luck.
If you're over 13 pounds, I think you're like two bones.
Yeah. My dog weighs 13 pounds.
Really?
He's the best. That's a lucky weight for him.
But for many, that number is very unlucky. Well,
and especially on like a Friday.
Ah!
Like this Friday.
Uh-oh, scary.
Friday the 13th. Which we are currently in.
Do you ever feel sad when there's a Friday the 13th and no Friday the 13th content is coming out.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is such a wasted thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's only so many Friday the 13th that we'll all live through.
I know.
How like often are they? Year, they're like though, every, right? Two yeah, or three there's a year. At least one every couple of years, right? 2 years or something?
I think there's got to be at least one every year. We've got 12 months in a year.
Yes,
and
but we
7
have a bunch
days
of
in a week.
Yes, but we have a bunch of different lengths of months.
Right.
Well, yes.
So I don't think, I think, yeah, I think the average is probably two.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's one and probably sometimes it's three.
Okay, so
looking it up.
Yeah, I looked it up. So there can be as many three Friday the 13th in a single calendar year.
Is there ever a year where there's only one?
This year?
You said that like you were asking Siri, but you're really asking Kelly to enter it in her.
Yeah, you're asking me to Google it more.
Kelly, well, I guess we'll never know. Is there ever a year?
Can you imagine if you were a secretary and then like they made you write down that kind of shit? Like they're just, they're questions like that.
Oh,
like terrible. If you're working for Michael Scott or something.
Oh,
oh God.
No, 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 no.
That's but bad yeah, luck.
Yeah, bad luck. Very unlucky. And so we are talking unlucky ships.
Yep.
Because of Friday the 13th. Here we
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
Fun little nugget here. This last weekend, I taught Colin the word triskaidekaphobic.
Yes.
Fear of the number 13.
So you know, serendipitous.
Mother has that.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, she does not like the number 13. She does not. If she, like, it's rare, but, like, if we have a room with the number 13 in it, she will ask for a different one.
Yeah.
But a lot of hotels don't even have floor 13.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
Weird. I think that's because if you're on 14, you know where you are.
You know where you are.
Like, if it's unlucky, it's unlucky. It's not the name that's unlucky.
Well, I think it's the symbol. I think it's using that symbol over and over and over again on, you know, every elevator, every stairwell, every room,
so
you know.
So you're just trying to minimize the appearance of 13s?
Yeah, I don't
it's
like think
you're
it's the, like,
a rune.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you count 13 up, like, there's probably some mojo in that, but having the actual sigil everywhere, I think, is the more dangerous mojo.
So my unlucky ship is sort of related to what we're talking about right now, mm-hmm. of like a numbers appearing over and over again. So I'm just going to go. So unlucky, Hurley, Hugo Reyes mm-hmm. from Lost. He used the Lost's magic numbers to play the lottery, won the lottery.
That seems so
Wait,
lucky.
That's really lucky. I don't know.
Here's
Never
the thing.
Mind. Can we move on to the next person? I don't think Patrick understood.
I just don't think you understand that this character is lucky.
Yeah, can you please stick to the assignment?
So it's unlucky because everything that he buys with the money ends up fucking up his life.
Yeah.
His, you know, car, his house catches on fire. I think his mother gets hurt. I forget all the details of like how it makes him unlucky. But, you know, one of the chief things that is unlucky in his life is that he crashes on this island with, 42 other people and horrible things happen to him for a long time.
He has such an unsinkable spirit.
He is a happy boy.
It's wild considering mm-hmm. how his life, I mean, the show employed a lot of dramatic irony, but I feel like that's one of the bigger ones is when you find out his backstory, he had every right to be bitter and angry and defeated,
mm-hmm.
and there's none of that in him.
Well, so he obviously, because he like saw the numbers and like his winning the lottery as such an unlucky thing, he was institutionalized for a little while mm-hmm. because he was like obsessed with like the numbers being unlucky and all that he's cursed and all this stuff. And so like he's obviously done a lot of work on it. And so I'm sure he's been, you know, like told and made to feel positive about even things that are, you know, negative in his life. So I'm shipping Hurley here with Charlie Pace, which is Dominic Monaghan's mm-hmm. character on Lost. So these two guys are like, I know Charlie is a rock star. Mm-hmm. So like, he's not a normal guy, but like in terms of like survival on an island, he's just a regular dude, right?
Yeah. And well, you know, before that first time they heard the song on the radio in the rain, they were DIYing. They were normal blue collar boys.
Yeah. Yeah. And hearing his song on the radio for the first time makes Charlie's like top five list. Mm-hmm. In the episode before, Charlie's about to do something very dramatic to possibly sacrifice himself. He makes a like top five list of like the five best moments of his mm-hmm. life, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of them are really good friends on this island, right? Hang out a lot, and even though they can't contribute in the same way of like Jack's a doctor, he has these, you know, the skill set that makes him valuable. You know, Kate and Sawyer, you know, have all these, and Saeed, like everyone, they're like physical presences on the island and can like make shit happen.
I mean, so the island community makes a choice to make torturing a priority, and so Saeed does. So he does find value in that.
Right, right. And they do
but
that.
But he's also very smart.
Yeah.
Like, if he landed on the island by himself, he would live for a long time.
Yeah, he'd be fine.
I don't know if Hurley would have, how long Hurley would live.
Yeah, or how long Charlie would have lived. And they also both come to the island with these, like, vices, like Hurley's mm-hmm. is food and Charlie's are drugs. And, you know, they both, like, kind of struggle with getting in control of that.
Yeah.
Even on the island when you would think that they wouldn't. But, like, at basically the same time, like, mm-hmm. Charlie finds more heroin on the mm-hmm. island and Hurley finds there's food in the bunker.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I was, you know, watching back through some, like, Charlie Hurley clips, and there is a scene in that Greatest Hits episode, the one where Charlie's making the list of like the top five moments of his life. And he and Desmond they're about to go out on this boat so they can go and swim into this underwater hatch, this station, so that, because they know they have to do something there. I forget exactly why they know. But Desmond has also been saying to Charlie, I can see the future and, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. No matter what I do when I have these visions, I can't stop it. You're going to die. So Charlie's like resigned himself. He's like, I'm going to die. Probably going swimming into this very mm-hmm. dangerous underwater station. And so he and Desmond are about to go out on this boat. And Hurley comes like running up and he's like wearing a little backpack. And he's like, hey, I want to go. I want to help you. You know, I'm a really good paddler. And Charlie, like, kind of looks at him and then is like, you can't come, you're too big, right? Like he's making up like a like a hurtful, like petty thing to,
like
to,
nobody wants you here, get out of here.
He's totally Harry and the Hendersons in him. And you know, Hurley in like typical Hurley fashion just goes, dude, that's not cool, and like walks away. And like just watching Charlie's face like melt and then like, you know, he like goes after him and like he hugs him, and Hurley's like, I didn't want to go on your dumb boat anyway, you know. Like,
aww.
it's the last moment that these characters are gonna spend together.
It's so good.
Yeah,
Hurley and Charlie, man.
Yeah,
forever. I love them. They're my bros.
I feel like every time you talk about Lost, I want to do a whole rewatch.
I know. So, oh, man. Just watching these clips today to, like, get ready for it, I, like, broke down into, like, Colin watching movie trailer cheers.
Oh, man.
Back to burn Colin.
He is emotional.
Yeah, he's going to go cry about this later while watching the trailer for Paddington Bear 3.
Oh, no. That's you cry.
I haven't even seen any of those movies.
Wait, seriously, dude? You would fucking love Paddington.
People keep
saying it. All right, let's stop saying it. We got to stop saying it. And then maybe Friday night, Saturday, Sunday night.
That's a good one. That was really sweet.
Yeah.
That is really sweet.
I've never seen any Lost, and even I was like, aw.
It's just so, they're just like regular people in mm-hmm. these extraordinary circumstances, and like the fact that they are able to like rise to a level of heroism at all is just awesome. The fact that they do it for each other is so, so fucking sweet.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
Well, and Charlie really, I feel like, not just his heroin addiction, like I think he overcomes a lot of personal demons
mm-hmm.
to be the man that he is at the end of his story.
Yeah. Like gives up a lot of ego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie.
In the pilot, he's like, hey, I was in a band.
Yeah,
everybody.
He starts singing his own one hit wonder.
It's
so embarrassing.
He's got a pewter ring featuring the initials of his band name.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
We find out later it's a it's like it's their a family, family thing. Crest.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah. But
anyway. Yeah, Kelly, you got an unlucky ship?
Yeah. Okay. So I think of Carrie from the movie Carrie as being pretty unlucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She gets bullied a lot and she has a terrible mom and like so she okay. Oh, she's just finished, you know, she doesn't die at does she die at the end of Carrie?
I believe so.
She does. Okay, so let's say she doesn't die.
I think, did she burn up at the school?
No, she leaves afterwards. Okay. And then
no,
she,
last thing we see is mom dying. I don't think she does die.
I literally have the book on my counter right now. I just flipped
to the end.
From Thrift Books.
Oh, Thrift Books is great. Shout out to Thrift Books. So she's just like finished terrorizing the school. And she's like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of this middle of fucking nowhere town and go to the city. Mm-hmm. So she goes to New York City.
Yes.
She's running around. She's just like trying to live her life. But you know what? She's unlucky and people keep being terrible to her. And
ever get control of her telekinetic powers?
Well, she kind of is like so angry, right? She's still so angry and it feels good to be angry. So she just keeps hurting people.
Aww.
Then she, so she's in the middle of like dealing with some like guys that are bullying her. In an alleyway. They're just like bullying her. They're trying to steal her stuff or something.
Yes.
And she like starts to go and try and like telekinesis them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then right as she's about to do it, so she's like, you know, she maybe is like, they go to steal her bag and she's about to like turn and like do some kind of telekinesis at them. And then like a spider web hits one of the bullies.
What?
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then swinging down is our favorite, you know, I don't know how to describe
friendly
him.
Neighborhood, such and such.
Yeah, I was like, say, is it Miles Morales?
Why is it cracking? Okay, he's not Miles Morales. It's Peter Parker.
Okay,
I'm say it's
is
Peter
it old
Parker?
Peter Parker?
No.
With the, okay, thank God.
No, no, no.
I was very nervous.
Not
no,
Peter
this is
B.
beginning
Parker.
Of said our favorite. I was like, oh, no.
No, no, no,
I know
no, no.
Kelly's favorite.
No, 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 no. No, no, it's not Dad Bod Peter
okay.
Parker. It is beginning of Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
So young.
Okay.
He's young too. She's young. They're both in high school. He swings down, wisecracking Peter Parker. I think Uncle Ben has already died, we'll say.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, if he's in the spider suit.
Yeah, and there's like, there's only so many unlucky things that have happened to him before that.
Sure. So he's unlucky as well.
Oh,
to this point. And he teaches her that with great power comes great responsibility.
Whoa.
And he like, but at the same time, he's so charming and sweet and would never be a bully to her. Like he sees her as she is and he's like, oh, you know, like things are hard, you know, for everybody. And like the world just sucks. But like you just gotta like, you know, use your powers for something good. And she's like, what? Like, you don't get me. And like it's very like, you know, angry, disaffected goth girl versus like, you know, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then, so then
it's April Ludgate and Andy Dwyer.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they, then they become like, he kind of teaches her how to be a super and she like becomes a super. And then she, you know, they don't date forever. They, you know, he moves on with his life and she moves on with hers, but then she becomes a super later.
I love it.
And she has him to thank for like being nice to her for once.
I love it.
That's
so
really,
much.
That's maybe your sweetest ship.
Thanks.
It really is.
Sweeter than Gritty and the guy with the. Come on, that one was sweet.
Oh,
Gritty,
oh,
Gritty
oh,
and the Shrek guy. I thought that
the
was
other
sweet.
Mask
guy.
Yeah. That one was very sweet.
But this one is, I think, more sweet.
I think anything involving Gritty is very sweet. He brings the charm in a fucking 5-gallon bucket
He's
everywhere
like,
he goes.
Hey, motherfuckers! But yeah, that's my ship.
Nice.
That's great.
Thank you.
Do you have a ship, Colin?
I do. So who's... Come on, guys. Who's more unlucky than that wily old coyote?
Oh, very unlucky.
So right? unlucky.
He reads the instructions.
Yes.
He does everything you think he should just to get a simple meal.
Mm-hmm. And the universe conspires against him.
Seriously.
Coyote's got to eat.
Yeah. Coyote's got to eat. And at first, so like my mind immediately went to this sad sack when I was thinking of unlucky characters.
Yeah.
And at first, I was like, oh, maybe like the Trix Rabbit because he's super unlucky. But I'm like, they're just going to compound each other's bad luck. And Wily's going to definitely try to eat
rabbit.
That rabbit. Yeah. No ship there. And then I got to thinking, I might need Kelly's help because you're good at like portaling people around and stuff like that in your ships.
Okay.
But somehow Wile E. Coyote ends up in the lovely little town of Stars Hollow.
What and the fuck is this?
What is about to happen right now?
He's snooping around, sniffing around. Maybe he's, you know, he's like three dimensional now.
You know how he gets there? Huh. He, so you know how he's like, he just follows the road. He's like, you know what? I need to stop trying to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And he just decides, you know what? I'm just going to follow this road where it takes me, and I'm going to stop trying to chase. I'm just going to run. So then he runs, and then he ends up in Stars Hollow.
Nice.
He becomes that which he is hunted.
Yes.
A runner.
Becomes a runner. Wow. Beautiful.
A runner.
Okay,
a
but road. I'm very, very nervous about what is about to happen when he gets to Stars Hollow, because it's mostly humans there.
And he doesn't even talk.
No, but he's got like a wide array of signs.
Well, so when he passes, he can read.
Yeah.
He can communicate.
He can read
and
write.
So he's ordering everything by phone, right? through the painted-on tunnel on the cliff wall that ultimately leads him to Stars Hollow. He becomes a quadruped. He gets like real fur. He's three-dimensional. He becomes a coyote.
You mean like a... Oh, he becomes a coyote.
He becomes a coyote, but he's still wily. He still has his, you know.
He's still wily.
Yeah, he's still wily, but he's now like a coyote. You would see as well. And he's sniffing around in this garden and like kind of like snarfing on grubs or whatever.
Yeah.
He's emaciated. Yeah. He's a very skinny coyote. Hungry.
We have literally never seen him eat.
Exactly.
Never.
So
he's never was.
He's very skinny too. We've seen him.
And then all of a sudden.
He's Joaquin Phoenix skinny.
Uh-oh, Colin's going to cry.
But it turns out this garden belongs to none other than Jackson Belville. Who is the husband of
Sookie? No, I know who Jackson is, but I still do not know where this is going.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, Stars Hollow is the location where the Gilmore Girls live.
Got it.
Not all three Gilmore Girls, just the main two. Mm-hmm. The other ones, they're rich. They live some other place.
Yeah, they live in Hartford.
Yeah, but...
Wait, okay, I'm sorry.
Lorelai and Rory and their colorful town folk live in Stars Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they are all humans.
Sure.
And now there's a coyote.
Who has explicitly been turned more coyote-ish.
Do you know that Melissa McCarthy's on the show?
Yes.
So she plays a chef.
Okay, and this is her garden?
This is, no. So maybe, we haven't gotten to that.
They're married. This they're is married. Her okay, husband's garden, married. But it's on their property.
Because she, it's very cute. She has like this love-hate relationship with this produce guy who keeps coming and he delivers. And she loves his produce, but also he's grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, literally, they love each other. Then
How
they
are they
get
ever
going
to patch it up?
Mm-hmm. It's very cute. It's
so How are they ever going to cabbage patch it up?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
It was really good. Okay, so it's Jackson and Sookie's garden.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Jackson finds him?
Jackson's like, oh, there's a coyote in the garden. You know how he is? He's super high-strung.
Really
he does not want a coyote in his garden.
No.
But Sookie's like, relax, you know?
I love
like,
Sookie so much.
She's an angel.
I wish she was the show.
So me
she's
too.
Like, she's like, oh my God, Jackson. Jackson chases off. He's like, relax. But she kind of sees like, that's a skinny ass coyote.
Yeah.
She feels bad. She gets a cutlet that she doesn't quite like, you know? It doesn't.
She's very particular.
It's not up to her standards.
Okay.
So at night, while she's doing all her prep and stuff, she just puts the cutlet on a little plate and leaves it on the back patio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he comes. Wiley E comes.
He finally eats his first meal.
Yes. He eats this delicious.
And he dies because his intestines don't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It works out. He's three-dimensional now.
Oh, that's true.
So he can eat. He can poop. He's got all the things. He loves it.
Oh, my God. His first poop.
Yes.
What is this?
Emergency.
It's a little jarring at first, but he gets used to it. So basically.
Just like we all had to.
He starts scavenging around and hanging out and. She sort of falls in love with this stray coyote
who, Jackson,
of course, is like, you know, doesn't want her feeding a stray. Like, you're gonna have a coyote around the baby, you know, doesn't like it. So she takes the coyote to the inn. Now Michelle has to deal with a coyote. But,
he's
very
French.
Yes, he's so French. He doesn't like anything.
Mm. He's very, poo-poo.
Mm-hmm. But he would... secretly love a coyote.
Yes, he would.
Well, and if Lorelai says, leave Sookie's coyote alone, he's got to do it. Lorelai is the kingpin, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love this. Who and when does someone discover he can read and understand signs?
I think
or does
it
he
happens.
Lose it?
No, he can still do that. Okay. It's harder for him to write, but he's practicing. So he's writing signs again. And this is when, what the hell is his name? This is when Taylor and the Historical Society decide that they're going to reopen this rich history that Stars Hollow had of the coyote hunt, the annual coyote hunt. So now, okay, Michelle, Lorelai, Jackson, Rory, and Sookie all have to get together because he shows them a sign that's like Eep or something.
Oh my God, this is like Charlotte's Web.
So now they all have to band together to hide Wiley and a bunch of other coyotes who are naturally living in Stars Hollow from Taylor and all his fucking dumbass blunderbutt friends.
Oh my God,
great. I kind of like this a lot.
This is so much better.
I was really worried it was going to be a bestiality situation. It was not.
Me too.
It's just sweet. It is sweet.
Are we just doing sweet ships on this show?
Oh my goodness.
Like, this app might just be sweet ships.
Sweet ships?
What if I have a really gross one?
What
you're like,
is
guys,
it?
Get ready.
What
no, I don't.
Remember when I said vagina dentata? Well, wait for pinata dentata.
Oh my goodness.
That's less bad.
That's bad. Because you're not going to stick your dick in the pinata.
No,
well, that's the stick.
You
said pinata.
Pinata dentata.
No, you meant peen.
Yeah, yada dentata.
So a vagina with a penis inside it?
No, that'd be vagina peen.
Have you ever seen like a Tremors graboid?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so that's my ship. It's Tremors. No, okay, so when I was thinking of unlucky characters, there's a lot. And then I went to, I was trying to find like the unluckiest characters I could find. And there's one series, and it was a series of books and then became a Netflix series about like the most unlucky kids in the world. The series is a series of unfortunate events.
The Bonus!
Yes. And it's Violet. I think I'm choosing her because she's the closest to puberty.
Yeah.
So it's the least weird. But like they have... Because we call them unfortunate events, but really, it's just bad luck.
Yes.
Every time they think they may have something going well for them, it goes wrong. And even the narrator tells you, this is not a happy story. It's never going to turn out. Don't think it's going to be good. So
you always think it's going to anyway.
I fell for it every
I know, every time.
Time.
Every
time.
And the books are so manipulative, too. Like, they really make you think,
maybe
this one. And of course, no. Something bad's going to happen. People are not going to recognize Neil Patrick Harris is right there.
Yeah.
Right. Every single
every time.
Very clearly Neil Patrick Harris.
Or Jim Carrey, I guess, if we want to go movie. Okay, but.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
But Violet does survive by the skin of her teeth in my version of this world. And she decides to go to a tiny liberal arts college. And she doesn't make a lot of friends right away because she's had a lot of crazy stuff in her life.
Sure. She's got some walls up, man.
Yeah, and it's late one night and she's in like the common room and she's reading a book, but a guy comes in, a blonde guy comes in and sits down next to her, who's also a college freshman, and flips on the TV and it's just like, he flips on like some like noir movie, whatever. And they're just sitting there and they get to talking and Violet's like... He asks her, like, where did you grow up, whatever, and she starts to describe it. Like, it sounds crazy. And she's like, yeah, I pretty much have, like, I know it's horrible. Like, you probably don't get it. And he's like, no, I do get it because my family left me twice. First, they left me at my house in Chicago.
No.
And then, like, year later, they went to Paris without me and left me in New York where I'd never even been to New York. And I had to hang out with
Donald
Trump.
That's how he remembers it?
I think that's definitely how Kevin McAllister remembers
it. He's like, man, he's like, but the two of them bond over their very unlucky childhood.
You know what is, yes, and she, I feel like his version of Neil Patrick Harris is the robber guys.
The wet bandits.
It totally is.
Yes.
So,
nay, sticky bandits.
And so they actually, they get together and they make plots.
Yeah.
To get the sticky bandits and to get Neil Patrick
Harris.
But they never execute them. They just like being with each other. So
oh,
it's
they
the
just
plotting.
Like draw up the plans.
Yeah, they draw up plans. And like everyone else in the dorm thinks they're super weird.
Yeah.
And everyone else in the dorm also like assumes they're sleeping together way before they start actually dating. But it's okay because that gives them space to develop their relationship. And then they are together all the way through college. They're college sweethearts.
Aww. Motherfucker, that is sweet.
That's so sweet.
Yes, we did it four before.
Four sweeties.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.